Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. Recently I came across in my daily Bible reading some big lessons we can learn from little creatures. Proverbs 30, verses 24 to 28 states, "Four things on earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a people not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. The locusts have no king, yet all of them march in rank. The lizard you can take in your hands, yet it is in king's palaces." First, as we consider these verses, how did these creatures become extremely wise? Were they taught by human instructors? No, they gained their wisdom from their creator. How much more should men and women, boys and girls, who have been created in the image of God, seek his wisdom? James, in chapter 1, verse 5 of his epistle, says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." Ants, rock badgers, locusts, and lizards don't learn from us, but we sure can learn a lot from them. Each of these creatures model a virtue and a valuable lesson attached to it. Consider, for instance, ants. Ants model the virtue of industry and teach us that hard work can overcome individual weakness. They store up food all summer, knowing that winter is coming. As some might put it, they make hay while the sun shines. What about you? Are you a hard worker? Do you make the most of your time? Are you a man or woman of industry? Let's consider the rock badgers. They understand the value of resourcefulness. Although these small creatures are weak, they make their homes in the cliffs, thus making the cliff's strength their strength. In Psalm 18:2, David testified, "The Lord is my rock, in whom I take refuge." Great question for us. Have you made the Lord your refuge? Do you make good use of other resources the Lord has given you? People, time, money, skills, opportunities, certainly the Word of God and prayer. Do you use these resources to compensate for your weakness and to be a blessing to others? Rock badgers value resourcefulness, and so should we. Then there's the locusts. They benefit from cooperation. They know that their strength in unity and that teamwork wins the day. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor." What about you? Are you a team player? Do you work well with others? Last but not least, we come to lizards. Lizards show remarkable ambition. They take advantage of God-given opportunities. A lizard can be caught with a hand, yet it is found in king's palaces. What amazing opportunities might we miss simply because we're not looking for them? Lizards make good use of God-given opportunities, and so should we. So there you have it, four valuable lessons from four small, seemingly insignificant creatures. Let us watch and learn and live accordingly. We can learn so much from God's creation. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. Our worship gathering takes place each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Currently, I am preaching through the life of David, which is packed with relevant lessons for our lives today. We would love to have you join us as we study the Word of God and worship Him together. For more information about Webster Bible Church, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.